La 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 Just remember there's a doobie in my pocket in my shirt. In the suitcases I'm standing in line. Too jacked to fly. I'm trying to decide if I should get out of line. But the line is really long and I start thinking about this song and about that hippie at the festival that gave me the doobie that is in my pocket. This in my shirt, this in my suitcase that I'm landing on checking to my final destination, which is another festival with hippies and more doobies. So I don't really need the one that is in the pocket of my shirt and my suitcase. And I wonder if they'll find it, and I wonder what they'll do, depending on their mood. Well, they could put it in their pocket or their TSA shirt. To the roster that works at the Starbucks by gate 39, and hoping of continuing of receiving his free triple tall Americano shots on top with rum that he desperately needs the extra caffeine so that he can walk his miles and miles of luggage with his female German Shepherd that he named Eva Braun from the David Lindley song, or at least that song that Lindley does. I'm not really sure if David Lindley wrote it. He did. One thing is true, Steve the cop, he likes it. Or maybe he was simply throw the doobie in the trash to avoid all of the paperwork, complete pain in the ass. This is what is going through my brain as I exit the plane and walk to baggage claim and pray for a key change. But the suitcase never came and start to go insane as I pace around with visions of Guantanamo Bay. No need to drool, man, everything is cool, man. They found my suitcase on the way to this temple and they got it just in time. Put it all on the dance floor, everything is okay. I should have seen it. Thank you.
Thank you.
different textures, deeper gradients, and light brown. The cities of mystery, the mountains of wonder. Thank you. pretty sure there's not a single person on this boat that knows all the words to this song. Yeah. I know I don't. I know I sure don't. I bet you there's a whole lot of people that know a couple words to this song. Yeah, it's kind of a good song. It's from the past. It's from everywhere. It's one of those kinds of songs. My friend Tanya lives in Bit Jackson. She sings with me in a band called More Than a Little, she said. If you ever forget the words and don't know the words, just sing the words. Watermelon, watermelon. And I added guacamole and it kind of turned into a great sing-along, sing-along. We sing-along, sing-along. Just like this, just like watermelon, guacamole, watermelon, guacamole, sing. 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 Stage, no reaction. Round up subways, here's a super hot girl in the front row. There's a super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist as she felt the thrust of stage. Normal reaction to the round up subways, round up subways, subways, this. People ask me why I play with my eyes closed. Is it a form of concentration? Is it just so you can feel it? Is it a form of meditation? Are you channeling some kind of energy from above and beyond? Or are you just high? And you long to hide your eyes? Are the answer to these questions ridiculous as they may be? They can all be answered in the chorus. So won't y'all please sing with me? For every super hot girl in the front row, there's a super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist as she fell across the stage. Normal reaction to the rumbles of the bass. Every super hot girl in the front row, there's a super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist as she fell across the stage. Normal reaction to the rumbles of the bass. Rumbles of the bass, of the bass. Yes, I'm channeling some kind of energy from above and beyond. Yes, it's a form of concentration. Actually, sometimes it does slip into meditation. I'm just probably high, and I don't care about my eyes. If I had them open for too long, my mind would wander. Forget this song and see your mystery smile. But only I can see well, with other eyes closed all of the time. This observation would have not come to me. I must be a super hot girl in the front row. There's a super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist as she comes across the stage. Normal reaction to the round of something bass. Here's a super hot girl in the front row. There's a super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist as she comes across the stage. Normal reaction to the round of something bass. Round of something bass. Something bass. Thank you. shower. It's a minute people on the floor, so maybe we should go on it tomorrow. Are you down, dig it down, dig it down, dig it down, down, down?
I'm
so very far.
Oh,